Computer Physician Order Entry is a system for writing prescriptions that could prevent medical errors, save lives, and save hospitals and insurance companies millions of dollars. But Dr. John Birkmeyer, a professor of surgery and a health services researcher at the University of Michigan, says that often doctors prefer to write prescriptions by hand.
For a doctor who's making rounds in the hospital, it may only take a few seconds to write an order in a patient's chart. On the other hand, it could take a few minutes if a doctor has to find a computer, has to enter a password, has to find the appropriate patient, and then go through all the screens that it takes to enter a specific order.
Well, pharmacists have computers. What's the percentage of healthcare providers and hospitals who do their work on computers?
As low as 4% of all hospitals in the country.
But doctors have all this high-tech gear and for diagnostic purposes. They know about machinery. They're not technophobes.
Well, while most doctors are comfortable with the use of computers and with the internet, there still is a large part of the workforce that was trained in an earlier era and is going to take time to get used to changes in how they practice.
Well, when I get a prescription from a doctor, frequently I can't tell what it says on that piece of paper. Possibly there are mistakes from bad handwriting.
I think that one of the advantages of a computer order or entry system is to make sure the patients get the right drug. Doctors are not especially famous for the clarity of their handwriting. By making them type in their orders, the pharmacist isn't forced to guess the drug that was actually ordered, although the handwriting in the name of the drug is only one of the many sources of errors.
What types of errors? Not accounting for a patient's allergies, for example.
I think there's several categories of errors. Everyone has heard some of the horror stories where a patient dies after getting 100 times the usual dose of a heart medication. Well, a computer order entry system would prompt that doctor when it sees a dose that's outside the usual range. Did the doctor want a milligram of the drug, or did he or she want a microgram? And the system helps to be sure that the drug is safe for that individual patient. It checks for any interaction with other medications that that patient might be taking. It also checks that that patient doesn't have allergies to the drug being ordered.
Yeah, the patient would have an electronic profile in the software.
That's right. These systems only work if a computer order entry system is wedded to an information system where most of the information from a patient's chart is available in computerized form in a large database.
Or are doctors just too cheap to go high-tech?
I think it's fair to say that the cost of many of these information systems is a lot larger than people might estimate. According to some of our estimates, the cost of implementing a system in the first place could range from as low as $1 million to in excess of $10 million. And, of course, there are significant costs associated with upgrading the system over time. To be fair, these information systems are likely to save money over the long run. But in the short term, that doesn't help hospitals that already have to struggle to pay their bills.
Dr. John Birkmeyer was the lead analyst on a study of benefits and cost implementation that could prevent medical errors in U.S. hospitals. The study was funded by the LeapFrog Group, a patient advocacy organization.